It's very important to meet people and to have the trust, like after an hour of meeting. And now I can say that during this hour, I can receive the trust as big as they are ready to work with me.
My name is Esprit Devorah, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
Hi, this is Jo Peterson. I'm the Vice President of Cloud and Security with Clarify 360. I've been listening to the Women in Tech podcast for about a year, and I was drawn in by the energy and enthusiasm of the Women in Tech podcast. Esprit does a really great job in sharing stories of women in tech so that young female listeners can put themselves in the shoes of these women speaking. See, I strongly believe that if we don't show young women the way forward in tech by sharing our stories, then they won't know what's possible. The stories are what creates the value and inspiration. Great job, guys.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Command Line Heroes is an original, highly produced, award-winning podcast about the people who transform technology from the command line up, presented by Red Hat. And this is not a technical show. This is a show anyone can enjoy, featuring experts from across the industry. Season 4 is airing now, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and stick around to the end of the show to hear a sneak preview of the brand new season.
TikTok. Are you on TikTok? I know I've been writing it off because it seemed like it was a kid's game, like how I perceived Snapchat at first, and I was wrong there. And now TikTok seems to be the ish. If you're not paying attention to TikTok, you're making a mistake. And I've been mildly paying attention, but still wrote it off until I saw that just a trickling of business people are starting to get on it. And then I'm like, wait a minute. What if this is the new, like for us grown-ups, you know? Anyway, if you're on TikTok, I am now on TikTok. Find me. I don't even know how to find me. Just search my name, Esprit Devorah. The handle is Esprit Devorah, if there's such a thing as a handle. Find me on TikTok. Add me. Tell me. I haven't posted my first TikTok yet, so tell me what TikTok I should make. Guide me into the world of TikTok. I know nothing. If you know everything about TikTok, can you please, 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 please reach out to me at Esprit Devorah anywhere on social? Like, I want to know how to do TikTok. I already have an idea of the theme of the content that I'll post on TikTok, but I want it to be rad TikToks. And I don't even know what a rad TikTok is right now. I mean, I know they involve music, but that was like musically, right? So what is the TikTok for grownups? Tell me, educate me, and let me know your TikTok so I can check out your TikToks. TikToking away. All right. You guys enjoy the next episode. Bye.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So grateful to be here in Lithuania with Baltic Sandbox featuring these awesome women in tech. I am so excited to bring to you our next guest, Veronica. Hello.
Hi.
So you shared the best story before we started recording about how your mom chose your name just so you'd be internationally understood and you could have as many opportunities as possible.
Yes, she was trying to choose something that will be easy to spell for foreign persons because she was worked with foreign companies and she knows how it's important to the person to have something simple.
And we're here in Vilnius, Lithuania. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Russia, Moscow, but I'm here for half a year, and I hope to stay here forever.
Oh, in Vilnius.
In Vilnius, yes.
Yeah, it's an amazing city. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm Veronika Grechko from May 24 Technology. May 24 is a collaborative workspace for journalists, for the whole editorial team, for the whole workflow process. So they can do everything in our software. It is web-based and all tools that they needed in one window. So all newsmakers can use our software. And for now, we have two versions, one for TV channels and one for online newsmakers. For TV channels, it is like the old one, but not the old one, but successful one. We have more than 600 installations.
Wow.
Yeah, in CIS countries.
And so it's not specifically just at Russian media companies?
No.
And so can American companies use your technology?
Yes, they can. Now we're working on this, but we're searching for a distributor because it's important to have a distributor between the producer, foreign producer, and the client. So the client can be sure, can have trust that everything will be okay and he will receive his support. So
now you founded the company. Do you have any co-founders?
Yes, I have two co-founders. We all have a big experience in media, more than 20 years. And so we know what the clients need.
And what inspired you to create this?
Unfortunately, it wasn't a bright idea. Some clients came to us and say, well, you have this program, this software for TV channels, but do you have something like this, but for online media?
Yeah. And like journalists, like freelance journalists.
Yeah. Yeah. And we understood that we have to do something like this. And so this new version of software born.
I mean, that's the way the best companies are born, is when you're solving a very specific pain that the market has already asked for. And so how long has it existed, May 24 now?
For half a year. At the end of January, we decided to build this software, and now we have an alpha version. It is working in two companies in Russia, but also we have some testers in Europe, because we understood that in Europe and in CIS countries, there are different important points that they needed to have. Also, I think the same thing in the United States, because, for example, in Russia, this is all about the control of the stuff. In Europe, no, it's not about control the stuff. So different goals.
Right.
Yeah.
And how have you been able to fund it so far?
Because we understood that we have to work from Europe to have foreign clients, because it's not safety to work with a Russian company. And so we established a company here, and now all the rights has this company. So we're a European company for now. And it is really better, because for now the distributors feel more calm with us. So we have more trust, like Lithuanian company than Russian.
And do you have paying customers?
Yes, but we have two models. One is subscription, and the second is on-premise, so local installation. Now we have only local installations, because every media company, they wanted to have something in their hands. They don't want to have something in the cloud, so they think, if we won't have money, what we can do with this? We couldn't pay for this.
Right.
So they would like to pay once, but a bigger sum than to pay monthly fee. So now we're about local installation, but we're sure that in 5 years the situation will change, because this is the progress, this is the globalization, and so it will be more easy to have something in the cloud when the prices will be lower.
Totally. And how did you meet your co-founders?
So we worked together in one project. It was a really difficult project, and we were so excited that we could do it together. And I understood that they are the right persons with whom I would like to have a business, and they understood the same.
Right.
And since this moment, we are together.
What's been an obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast, and keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's been an obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
For now, this is to work with foreign distributors, to work with foreign clients, to have a trust. And it is not enough to have 600 installation to have a trust. It is very important to meet people and to have the trust, like after an hour of meeting. And now I can say that during this hour, I can receive the trust as big as they are ready to work with me, to believe me, and also without a lot of special condition in the contract, because I'm an open person and honest person, and they can understand that. So
I love it. And where can people find out more about May 24 and what you're doing?
You can find more on our site. This is May 24 .pro,
or that's P-R-O,
yeah, or in our LinkedIn profile. So it's May 24 Technology. You can find me in LinkedIn. I have all the information about our company, and I will be happy to talk with you.
And not to torture you, but can you spell your name for everybody so they could find you on LinkedIn?
Okay, I'm Veronika Grechka. Oh, it's too difficult.
I asked you beforehand.
V-E-R-O N-I-K-A. Whoa, perfect. I can do this. And then Grechko, G-R-E-C-H-K-O.
Amazing.
So I will be happy to talk with you all, guys.
And what's the best advice that you've ever gotten?
Never to give up. It's like something in general, but for me it's very important, because you can do everything if you won't give up, I'm sure.
And what is your favorite tech tool, like app, website, software?
I'm sorry, it's LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, that's good. No, it's a good one.
Because it is one of my very important tools for work. I love my work, so I love LinkedIn. It is a very comfortable tool, and I use it 24 hours a day.
What would you say is maybe a secret method that you use LinkedIn, something that somebody else can use to grow their company too?
Now I have like 1,000 of contacts in LinkedIn, and 95% of them are from our industry. So my advice is not to add all people,
right,
which you see, but only the people that are important for you. So after that, other your mentors or other your clients can see that you have only the professional group of people. And also you have to answer to everyone who write you on LinkedIn. Also, if you don't have anything from them, but you have to say it. So it's about to be polite with each one. This is very important.
And have you been on a podcast before?
No, this is my first time.
Yes! That's my favorite thing ever. Like, I think it is so special that I have the honor of being a part of so many women's journeys in being on the very first podcast, because it means that you're just going to be on so many more to come. I'm so excited for you. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
It is a really great experience. I'm happy to meet you. Thank you for your time and for your emotions. I think that you've done my day. How can I say it in English?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And for everybody who would like to be a part of an accelerator like you became part of Baltic Sandbox, what advice would you give them?
You have to do the search between the accelerator. You have to find that will be the best for you, because they are different programs and different goals. The main goal is the one, yes, but they can, for example, some accelerator, they are more about the financial parts. Other, they are more about some marketing. So you can find which one will be perfect for you, which will help you most of all. Because if you will lose your time with not right accelerator, it will be worse for you and for the accelerator, for sure.
Totally. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, be sure to go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It'll take you straight to the Facebook group. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on podcast, on Facebook, on Instagram. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Veronika Grechka from May24 Technology. We produce software for newsmakers, TV channels, and then online media, so for everyone who make the news. We're based in Vilnius, Lithuania. You're listening to Women in Tech.
I'd like to tell you about an all-new season of Command Line Heroes, a podcast presented by Red Hat. No one ever said hardware was easy. In Season 4, Command Line Heroes is telling 7 special stories about people and teams who dared to change the rules of hardware and, in the process, changed how we all interact with technology.
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices and what it took to get here?
There was this blue box on a table, and he said, well, here it is. I said, well, what is it? He said, it's a microcomputer.
What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. These machines, they revolutionized our lives and blew the doors open to what was possible.
How many people here had a computer versus how many people intended to get one? Only 1 or 2 people actually had them, and they would bring them to the club meeting. What are you going to do with it? And nobody had an answer.
The key thing about time sharing was that the computer needed some way of being able to sort of stop its own clock.
The creators of the floppy drives are not household names by any means. If it wasn't for that, PCs would have been adopted much more slowly.
This January 28th, we launched Season 4 of Command Line Heroes, an original podcast from Red Hat. And this season, it's all about the hardware. We'll hear the stories behind some iconic machines and the people who dared to create them.
I was the kid that always took things apart, took my older sister's toys apart.
This is just another bag on the side of the Eclipse, a skin job. Nope, this is a whole new machine.
The process of passing the tapes around and encouraging and building upon each other's results is really what made the personal computer industry.
We're exploring mini computers, mainframes, the first personal computers, floppies, early smartphones, and game consoles. And we're also going to hear how the community ethos that drove those early hardware heroes to build those machines still exists today in the open source hardware movement.
The values of sharing are still there. I mean, it's in the entire open source community.
The machine, in a way, was kind of a bit character. It was the people who were the real guts of what it was about.
I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
So thank you, and eat your sandwiches.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Adam Carroll.
Show notes by Carl Marty.
And music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.